You're listening to the first episode of the Swearing and Consulting Podcast. I'm Greg Pollock, and this is on Audioboo, so there's no editing, so there's going to be lots of fuck-ups and swearing, just FYI. So the purpose of this podcast is to maybe share some advice and tidbits that I've learned as I've grown Envy Labs. Because, you know, all of a sudden I found myself in a situation where, you know, we've got like 8 employees, I'm in charge of other people, and frankly, I don't have a business background at all. I've never read a business book or even an Agile book in my life, so we kind of figure it out as we go along, figure out what works, feels out, figure out what feels honest, and figure out what is most transparent, which, you know, the transparency is what's really interesting, which sort of sets us apart from other businesses, and I'll get into that on, you know, some next podcasts. But let's go ahead and get started. In this episode, I wanted to talk a little bit about two different types of fear, okay? The first one is, when you get to the point where you have, you know, too much work to handle yourself, you start thinking about hiring other people or contracting other people. And inevitably, there's this fear in the back of your mind, you know, if I hired this person and they come work with me full time, am I going to have enough work, you know, in the next couple months to really legitimize their position? You know, and there's always that fear, especially when you have people that have families. And that's something that, you know, I definitely deal with, you know, on a weekly basis. But I figured out ways to cope with that. And there's a couple different ways you can get past that. First of all, you can expand your network. I mean, obviously, you know, I feel like, you know, I over the past few months, I've built up my network of contacts so that I know worst comes to worst. I've got people that I can ping and I can say, hey, you know, one of our contracts just got dropped from under us and we need some work. Can you help us out? So I've got a couple people that I know that work for big, you know, Rails firms that I can kind of go to when I need some emergency assistance. I also kind of, you know, that's where the blogging comes in. If you have a blog and you know people subscribe to the blog, that's also a good place to post. You can post on there, hey, Envy Labs is working, you know, looking for some work. We have some availability. So maybe, you know, drop us a line if you have some work. We have a new discount rate. We're running a special for this month, right? Where you get a special hourly rate if you act now. You'll inevitably have people that are calling you. And of course, media is a great way to get your word out, get your name out there. I kind of look at Ruby 5 as a little bit of a security blanket because I know worst comes to worst again, I can go on the podcast and do some sort of story that says, hey, Envy Labs is looking for some work, drop us a line. See, this is how live we are. You heard the beep in the background. I'm going through toll booths right now. Hey, toll booths, they suck. They're all over Florida. Anyway, so that's the first type of fear. That fear of, you know, hiring people, and then there's ways to cope with that, and you just need to have the confidence in yourself to know that you can tap, you know, lots of your resources if need be. You know, you could tap your local Ruby users group. That's such a great resource to have a local Ruby users group. So the other type of fear, let's get to that. The other type of fear is a good problem to have when you have a lot of projects and everybody is working full-time, and then somebody comes to you with a new project proposal. What do you do? Do you go for that project proposal, even though everyone's working full-time? How do you, you know, do you risk it? Do you turn it down? And here's another place where you need to get past that fear and learn to have the confidence to know that you can get people on the job, that you can hire people, find people, contract people to get the job done, right? Sure, you're not going to be able to start the project tomorrow, right? And that's fine. Don't be afraid of saying, yes, we can start this project, but it's going to, you know, we're going to only be able to do it like a month out. You know, we're going to need a month of preparation. And, you know, that's reasonable. It takes time to get contracts in place. It takes time to get, you know, that first money deposit and get everything ready for development. And that's fine. You can think of that, your month as your buffer. So if you land that contract, if it really comes through, you've got a month to figure out how to get people on that project. To find people locally, post to your job board, go to your local Ruby users group, tap your contacts, the same contacts, to see who you can find that can help you work on that job. And even if they can't do it, you can contract out. Maybe you'll manage the project. You'll be the project manager, and you'll contract that out locally in the United States, or maybe even outsource. We don't outsource. I try to keep everything local for reasons that I'll probably discuss in the next podcast or two. But, you know, there's nothing wrong with that. If you need to outsource it and manage it, you can still take on the project. So the moral of the story is you should have confidence in yourself. And I'm running out of time here. So thanks for listening, and I'll see you on the next episode.